USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson announced today that his race against Governor Rick Scott is not over. Of the 8.1 million ballots cast, Scott leads by 34,537, which is within the threshold for a state-mandated recount. Now all of Florida's 67 counties need to recheck tally totals, and the deadline for that is November 10th. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell spoke on Capitol Hill. One of the things he addressed was the fact that the Democrats may start going after President Trump and administration members now that they have control of Congress.
Well, you know, the whole issue of presidential harassment is interesting. I remember when we tried it in the late 90s. We impeached President Clinton. His numbers went up and ours went down, and we underperformed in the next election. So the Democrats in the House will have to decide just how much presidential harassment they think is good strategy. I'm not so sure it'll work for them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. If you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A former governor helped keep a Senate seat red, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A familiar political voice. He was a governor, and he ran for the White House, and now he'll be in the U.S. Senate.
The victory tonight is more than a victory of a candidate for the United States Senate. I believe it's a call for greater dignity and respect.
Mitt Romney, the winner of the seat that's been held by longtime Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Romney, the favorite in the race, held a large lead in statewide polls over his Democratic challenger, Jenny Wilson.
It is also a call for action. Action on items that are long past due. Action to finally get us on a path to a balanced budget. Action to reform our immigration system.
Brothel owner Dennis Hoff, who died last month, managed to win an election for a Nevada State Assembly seat. The seat will be declared vacant since the winner is dead, and the county commissioner will begin the process to fill the seat. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Florida's 6th Congressional District will now be represented by Republican Mike Waltz. Waltz, the Army Lieutenant Colonel and former Green Beret, defeated Democrat Nancy Soderberg 56-43%. He joined Fox News to talk about what it means for him to be elected to Congress.
I think the real story here was the green wave coming in. I mean, these liberal outside groups backed by Pelosi and Bloomberg and others dumped more money just into my race in the final week than they did the entire year. But we stayed strong with our ground game, going eyeball to eyeball, door to door with voters, hundreds of thousands of doors. And I can tell you guys, what they wanted time after time after time was results and not resistance.
Waltz was then asked about all the veterans that won in the midterms.
I'm thrilled to see, and I know my friend Dan Crenshaw said this as well out of Texas, wounded Navy SEAL, thrilled to see so many veterans running.
Yep.
We are at a record low in Congress in our nation's history of around 15-17% of vets, and now we have veterans running on both sides of the aisle. And why does that matter? Because in the foxhole, nobody cares about party, race, religion, socioeconomic background. It's about mission. It's about country. It's about getting things done. You know, the enemy's bullets don't care about all of those other things. And I think that's the ethos that we're going to bring. So whether it's infrastructure, health care, funding our military, we're going to have people that have truly sacrificed, for their country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.